Welcome to the Quest of Fishing Adventures podcast, Chapter 4. Welcome back to another Quest Fishing Adventures podcast. I hope you're doing well. And if you've been fishing since my last podcast, let's hope you've put a few on the bank. Well, as you can see by the title, I've decided to come surface fishing. And I've decided that the best way to say goodbye to this ticket is to come and catch some carp off the top. I'm going to try and squeeze in a few sessions before the end of the season here, which should be the end of this month. So I can get a few out of here before we do say goodbye. But I want to try and catch some carp off the top because we had some really good success with that last year. So it's quite overcast. It was really bright earlier, really quite warm. The clouds crept over now, so I don't know how that's going to affect the carp, if they're going to be feeding on the top. But there's no harm in just walking around, chucking out a few dog biscuit to see what happens. Today's Monday. I've got today off work, so I've come down Monday. But I might come down Tuesday and Wednesday after work as well. And I'll be joined with Ben and maybe Alex along the way. So I will spread this podcast out. But let's get all my stuff out. Let's get into a swim. Let's flick out some dog biscuit. Let's see what happens. And I'll update you guys as we go along. Well, I've struggled. It's taken about half hour, only due down to the bird life really hammering me for all the biscuit. So I decided just to feed the birds off, and I've done that, and it's just produced a nice common. My batteries have gone in my scales, so I estimate him about 12 pounds. So not bad at all, to be fair, for this water. So I'm going to get it out again, see if we can get some more. Well, just managed a nice fully scaled mirror off the top. Definitely happy about that one. Definitely it's difficult because the winds, I'm down the back end of the lake, and the winds, and it's got a massive out of bounds there, so you can't fish in it. So you can't literally go in it and fish. And the problem is that the wind's blowing down into that end of the lake, and all the dog biscuit is moving down there. I've got a big slut, a big snag that's coming out from the bank where I am underneath, and because it narrows off down the end, I'm having to basically cast down there and then be very mindful of where it's sitting. A lot of time I'm having to adjust it because I know if I get a fish where it is, and then I'm going to struggle to get the fish in. So I'm having to recast it all the time just to try and get a better line lay, a better chance of landing the fish. And that one I was pushing it to the edge a little bit, so I had to dip the line of the rod right under the water when I had him, to basically make sure he didn't snag up on the this snag that's coming out. But we got him in, buzzing. That's what we come here for, a little bit of fun. Right, I've decided to call this session now. I'm struggling to present the surface dog biscuit very well. The wind's really picked up, and it's really just hammering down into this far corner, and there's just, the snags are in the way. I've tried to manoeuvre myself. I went to the other side of the lake to go, to get down that angle of it. I'm just struggling there. There's too many snags on that side. Some of the fish are coming up here and there, but with all the current on the water, it's pushing it fast. It's just, there's too much ripple, and I'm really struggling. But I do plan to come back tomorrow, as long as the weather conditions are good. But we'll see then. Never really try not to go by the weather, if I'm honest with you, like a day before, because it changes left, right and centre. It'll give you an idea, but it does change left, right and centre. So I will hopefully see you, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow. You will know a lot quicker than me, because you're going to know just like that, whereas I've got to wait about 24 hours. So anyway, let's find out. Right, I'm back down here next night. It's 29 minutes past six. I've only probably got about an hour and a half down here or something. It's proper overcast, so it's quite cold, so I'm not too sure if I'm going to get him feeding for top. I've literally just popped in one swim down here. I'm just chucking some bait out to see if I'm getting it moving, but nothing is moving yet apart from the seagulls.
Alex is down with his boy Deals. Deals has got, he's playing a fish as we speak. He's fishing the bottom. So fair play. But today's target for me is to try and get some more off the top. That's the plan. So let's see how this all pans out. Well, I can't get them to come up in the slightest. Honestly, the chop on the water was worse than yesterday. The temperature difference is definitely noticeable. It's definitely colder. And it's basically just trickling dog biscuit down the margins just to see it like push down the lake, see if anything comes up for it. But it's not. It's looking like this session could well be a write-off. I will pursue for longer. We'll see if anything starts showing. But currently, it's not looking too good. Finally, I've stuck it out and I finally had one, probably about 10, 12 pound maybe, something like that. Nice level though, lovely colours on him. Absolutely chuffed. I moved into this little corner where it was quite flat. I just literally just chucked dog biscuit and I waited like 20 minutes and finally it happened. So they're feeding again. Let's see what happens now. Well, I managed to get another one, which I'm absolutely buzzing about. Now Ben's here now, so I can let Ben have a go and we'll see what happens, and hopefully he can grab another one. But yeah, this is what happens. Right, it's 8:46. Ben's pulled out of about four of them. Alex had a nice one on and lost it, unfortunately. Deals has had four. He had a double hooker. He's had four. So Deals had four. I've had two, and Ben and Alex had none. So pretty much we're going to call it a day now because it's dark. But yeah, good session. Hopefully I'll come back to again tomorrow. Right, it's 10:35 now and I'm back home and I was just reflecting on today's trip and how tough it started for me in today's session. Cold weather, bigger wind, so more ripples on the water. Obviously being plagued by birds again. And I was really struggling, like, I just couldn't figure it out. And like, Deals was fishing the top end. And when I asked the question, I said, oh, how many have you had? Because I knew they got it there for about an hour and a half before me. And he hadn't had any at that point in time. And that's when I thought to myself, wow. Because I'd been there for about 20 minutes. And I was thinking, they must be down the bottom end of the lake. So I went down the bottom end of the lake thinking that would be the answer. Because that's where they were yesterday. And then I struggled down there as well, and that's when I couldn't put my finger on it. And that's when I was really sort of thinking, it's just not going to happen. And, you know, which I said in the podcast. And I'm glad that I did listen to my gut instincts, because I know this lake. I feel like I know this lake really well. I do tend to catch on every visit now, on whatever tactic I use. I say this, and I probably come tomorrow and not catch. I just think it's very important that you do listen to your gut instinct and you don't start beating yourself up, you know. And because I nearly went home, I nearly packed up and I would have gone sort of Alex and Deals and chatted with them. But I'm glad I persisted with it and waited. I literally then that last swim, or the swim I had my two carp in, I literally just chucked because it was a nice flat calm corner that I moved into where the wind, you know, couldn't get in there. It was like a little bit of a cutout. I literally just chucked some bait out there and just stood there for about half an hour, whatever it was. Just watching and waiting, and eventually they came up, and that's what done the trip. That's what done the trick. So yeah. So we'll go back tomorrow, hopefully, all being weather's fine, and we'll see what happens. Well, it's a couple of days later now. I decided to come back down Atkins Lake to try and catch a few more for top again. Weather's completely different today. It's flat, calm on here. So there's no wind, which is nice. I flicked out some dog biscuits and I've just fed the birds. So that's it. That's a good thing. Not. Yeah, no carp are showing yet. But is that some at the back though? Might be some moving at the back. I think it might be. Yeah. Oh, is it? Sorry, I'm just concentrating. I don't think that is at the back there. No, it's not. There's no carp there. We've got time. The time now is 6:35, so we've got a little bit of time to try and find some. The other day it took a while for them to start coming up, so I will go in that swim I had them from last time, which was down the middle of the lake. It was like a point swim and it was like hooped round in the corner, but there was no wind in there.
some lily pads come from that little bit there. So like, I quite like that swim there. But I'm starting in off in the good old swim as you come in from the car park on the right hand side, right in the corner there. That normally that always does carp on the bottom. So the carp do hold up over it because of the bull rushes, which we talked about before. The bull rushes there. It's a nice no fishing zone in the corner where you can fish into it, but you can't climb over this little rope thing they got up. Anyway, the carp do love it in there. So I want to try it first. So we'll give it a go. We can always move around, which I say, try the bottom end and see what happens. Fingers crossed we'll get one. Good old Mighty Meaties as well. Can't beat the Mighty Meaties. If you go and floater fishing, Mighty Meaties are the one to use. Beef flavour. Right, no fish are coming up down there, so I've moved down to that point swim where I had those two last time. Just chucked two handfuls of dog biscuit out. Seagulls are still occupied down the other end, so hopefully they stay down there and then bugger off because I've got the bait out now. So I'm just going to stand here and watch, is what I did last time, and eventually something came up and started mooching, and that was it. So it's just got to be a bit of a waiting game, I think. So fingers crossed. I'm just looking for one today. Just looking for one. This has been a battle. I've got them feeding down here. My first one, well, the first proper take I had, he took it. And I struck into it. My drag was too loose. I literally just zzz, like that, lost him. No chance. Then I lost another one. He like literally just come up, took it, float went down, hit into it, and nothing there at all. So I rechanged that bait. It looked like when I pulled it, it looked like my hook was a little bit at a slanted angle, wasn't sitting right. So I'm blaming that. But I just had this carp literally come up in front of me. Literally, just it would have been the best photo ever in the world. Literally he just come up in front of the bait and just like looked at it for like 5-6 seconds, and you know, and then just like touched the hook or something and then just darted off. Literally didn't even like go for it, just swam up to it. It looked like he was just feeling it, and it definitely touched that hook, and then that was it. He was long gone. So they're definitely a bit more spooky. They must be getting wiser in here now with his surface fishing, that's for sure. But we'll give it a go. They're still slopping out there, so fingers crossed there's a little bit of an update for you. Well, as soon as I put that out after that last segment, I had another carp come up and literally just stare at it. And they definitely wised up to it in here. But to be fair, between like myself, Alex and Ben, we've rinsed this lake off the top. Like the back end, last year, whenever we started doing it. I had tons out. They're definitely wised up to it. But yeah, I've just had one anyway. Mirror, £10, didn't weigh it, about £10, but yeah, absolutely chuffed. I come here to catch one carp. Obviously going to try and catch more because I got them feeding, but I came here to catch one carp today. Let's try and better it now. Right, it's kind of died off up there now, so I decided to come back down to where I started to see if I'm getting feeding there. So I've just catapulted two catapults of dog biscuit out. We'll see if anything comes up. I consider myself winning, even though I've lost more than I put on the bank, because my target was to catch one today. Just wanted to catch one in a short space of time. I should have caught more. To be honest with you, thinking about now, I'm really gutted I haven't caught more. I should have had that first, and that's a schoolboy error, having my clutch like loose. That's just a complete fail. But at the same time, I do think the carp have wised up a bit in here. Like, as I said, I've seen quite a few come up now, and just look at the bait and almost just touch it, like feel it, and then just dart off. It's like they know. But I guess that's carp fishing for you, and that happens. That's what happens when you hammer it too much. And yeah, so I shall keep trying for a bit longer. It's 1 minute past eight. I haven't got too much time, but I talk about it a lot. Like, this lake especially switches on at dusk. So let's see if it can produce the goods. Fingers crossed. Right, I've decided to call it a day now here. The odd one or two were coming up and that was it. Nothing at all. I do think though, I was thinking about it. I think yes, they have wised up some of the carp in here. But then I think there's a big argument to be had. I do believe once the sun comes out again and it really warms up, and you get the carp competing on top for the dog biscuit, without a shadow of a doubt, I think you'd clean up on this lake again. I just think now, because it's colder, it's given the carp a bit more time to think about it, and they're spotting it. And I can't, with the rig that I'm using, my basic a surface rig. I don't think there's anything else I can do to it. Literally, I can't do anything else to make it more invisible, I don't think, really. So it is what it is. But yeah, without a shadow of a doubt, come down here when it's a lot warmer. They'll be competing for it and you'll smash it up, like just like I did last year. So on that note, I will be ending this podcast here. And this will either be my last ever session on this complex, and it's all dependent on next week, because next week will be the last week of the month and that's when my ticket finishes. And as I said before, one of my previous podcasts, I am giving this ticket up and moving on from here, which I hope the weather does. I hope the weather's nice next week so I can finish it off with some surface fishing next week, because it'd be sad knowing that this could be the last time I'm driving off. But hey ho, I'm moving on to bigger and better things, in my opinion. It's the right thing to do in my angling. I'm chasing bigger carp now, and this is not the venue to do it. This is not the venue to do it, definitely not. So anyway, I'm going to end this podcast here. I hope you guys have enjoyed it. It's good to be back fishing for carp off the top. And I'm just, as I said, repeat myself, I hope I can do it again next week. So anyway, take care of yourself. And if you go fishing from now until my next podcast, how many times do I need to say podcast in a sentence? I hope you catch some big ones. Take care of yourself and tight lines. If you're not done already, guys, you could do me a massive favour and hit me up on Instagram. Just search Quest Fishing Adventures. On there, I'm uploading some photos and some short videos. You can also ask me questions or give me some advice too. That would be absolutely mega. Anyway, take care of yourself, guys, and tight lines, and see you in my next podcast.